what you are singing this, I want the children to come. Even if you are not going to children's church, I want you to come. Whilst we sing, bring the children. Children, I want you to stretch your hands towards them right now. We're going to pray for them over this festive season. We're going to dedicate them to the Lord. We are going to pray for their protection. We're going to pray that God will keep them, that nothing evil will happen to them, that they will be kept by the Lord. Ager bazalwane. Come on, let's stretch our hands. Pray with me. Let me not be the only one praying. You pray with me. Let's pray for them. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the children. Jesus said, let the children come to me because the kingdom of God belongs to them. Lord, we pray for these ones for that reason, because the kingdom of God belongs to them. Father, as we lift them up to you, we do it because of this season in which we are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that you will keep them. We pray that, Lord, you will surround them with your mighty hand. Lord, we pray that your protection will be upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know, Lord, and we are not ignorant of the evil schemes of the evil one. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, therefore, we lift them up to you and we pray that, Lord, just as the Spirit of God has been keeping them in the course of the year, you will keep them. Just as you have protected them in the course of the year, you will continue to protect them. Overshadow them with your fire. Overshadow them with your glory. Overshadow them with your presence. Lord, we scatter the plans of the enemy against them. The traps of the enemy, we destroy them. Lord, they will not find themselves in the wrong places. They will not find themselves among the wrong crowd. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will give them discernment to know how to decide about their whereabouts in this season. Lord, let the spirit of this season not overtake their sense of responsibility. In the name of Jesus, Lord, may they not forget who they are, and may they not forget whose they are. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray that you protect them on the roads. We pray that you protect them, Lord, even as they are with friends. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let there be no evil, bad influence over their lives, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, do this, we pray, Father, to the honor and for the sake of your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. And everybody said, amen. We love you. Go back to your seats. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that as we enter this festive season, as we, some of us will be traveling, and some will be with friends, we pray, Lord, your grace. We pray, Father, that you will protect your people. Lord, continue on the road of giving your people miracles, showing them your goodness, showing them your grace. Father, we pray that those who think they will go through this season in pain and sickness, you will turn it around, Lord. You will take away the pain. You will take away the sickness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that anything that does not represent the cross of Jesus shall be broken in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything that does not represent redemption will be broken in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Those, Lord, that suppose that they will go even through this season with emotional pain, let them know that you are there to heal the pain, and that you will take it away, and that it will go, and that it will not remain in them. That depressed, oh God, lift that depression, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give them a new view of the future. Let the future be bright, not because of what they know, but because of who you are to them, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Keep your people. Be with them. Give them the desires of their hearts. Give them joy. Give them strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. If you believe that prayer, give God a sound of thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before you take your seat, tell your neighbor God will be good to you. God will be good to you. Amen. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Well, we took time with everything today because it's Christmas service, so the preaching is going to be short. Amen.
Hallelujah.
A few important things to remind you before we go to the word. Tomorrow there's no service. I hope there's nobody's going to rock up here. Because they don't listen to our announcements. And then on the 31st of December, which is a Sunday, we will have a service. And then we allow people in the evening to come and have some kind of a crossover chillas if you want to. So what's going to happen is this. We're not going to open the auditorium. But we're going to allow people to come here. Baba na ling sound, batlega sound.
Baba na ling mudumo batlele sound to abona.
The
Baba na ling speaker, batlele
sound. Yeah, the speaker.
Eh, the speaker. Amen.
Mara batshamike gospel fail.
Batshamike amen.
Ske vera gra batho batso gutsa di waste tsa bona.
Amen.
Batle mo batlo le ba modimo. Come here and bring your bride. Bring your bride stand, come with your friends. Come and chill, come and sit and talk and have a nice time. 12 midnight. 12 midnight. Made sure.
Luna le netefatse.
That la tunza.
Gore la celebrate le tunza di cricket.
But please ensure you protect one another.
Me elan tlhoko gore la sireletsana.
Amen.
Amen.
Let there be no one who's going to be going home at unsafe times.
Go seke ga nna le opo wa yang ga e kana go isa sireletsegang.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And I think that's it.
Ke nagana gore go feledile ka dikitsiso.
Thank you, Bazalwane, for your prayers.
Ra leboga ba yena ka dithapelo.
Like Mamuruti was saying, we had a nice time.
Jaaka Mamurutane bua re ne re itumetse thata.
In Kenya, but it was one of the most strenuous times I've ever had.
A gona go le monate ko Kenya me ene e le nako e masisi thata.
This is where God proved that, you know, if the spirit of he who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you.
Mo ke nako e leng gore re netefaleditswe gore ga moya wa Jesu Kriste o a leng mo go wena.
He will quicken, he will strengthen your physical body.
Ena o tlile go natlafatsa mmele wa gago wa nama.
Amen.
Amen.
Between the two of us, we did 14 services in 1 week.
Magareng ga rona re tsamaisitse ditirelo tse 14 ka beke e le nngwe fela.
In 5 places.
Go di mafelong a le matlhano.
Amen.
Amen.
So I think that you can't do that if God doesn't strengthen you.
Ke nagana gore o ka se kgone go dira seo ga o sa natlafatswa ke Modimo. Amen.
Amen. Okay. As we are coming now to remembering the birth of our Lord Jesus. If you have not done what I'm about to say, I'm asking you to do it now. Just have a mindset of honor towards the Lord. The good time, we will have it later. We will have it tomorrow. But for now, let's just focus on honoring him. And really having this kind of thankful attitude. That he came. That he was born. I think the more I read the Bible and the more I go into the things of God, the more it boggles my mind.
No,
it boggles my mind. Not exactly. To boggle the mind, Gori. It hits your mind with something that is too big for your mind to.
Oh, kakanyo ya gago e ba e kgolo gore e amogele se o se buisang.
Yeah, and that's why I am praying for the Jews to receive Jesus.
Ke ka mo ke rapellang ba Juda gore ba amogele Jesu.
That's why I'm praying for the Arabs to know Christ.
Ke ka mo ke rapellang ma Arabo gore bona ba amogele Kriste.
How do you get to know the creator of heaven and earth? In the flesh, walk with him and still reject him.
Wena o fitla yang gore o itse gore go na le mophulusi ebe o mogana.
I mean, all the time,
kana go tsotsotlhe,
science is busy proving the wonders of the universe.
Ya re netefaletsa metlholo ya lefatshe.
You know, there was a man,
gona gona le monna.
I think his surname is Giglio.
Giglio.
What's his name?
Louis Giglio.
Louis Giglio. That guy.
Me munna o.
When he started, he was going everywhere, just showing people the wonders of creation.
Gane a simolla o ne a tsamaya go logogotlhe a bontsha batho metlholo ya tlholego.
And there's one particular video I saw of him.
Gona le video e lengwe e ke boneng ya gagwe.
Where he brought a sound that was recorded deep into the universe.
O atlisitse mpesalome e kile modumo o kile wa recordiwa.
It was whatever it was that was making that sound into the dark expanse of the universe, it was like it was African. Because it was beating an African beat. It was something like somewhere in the trillions of miles, not even kilometers, trillions of miles into the universe, making that sound, and the one who made all that.
He's here.
He came and became human. And then he lived with people. People treated him ordinarily.
Hi,
man.
No.
This is, I don't know about you, but for me, when I keep thinking about it, I say, yeah, no. God, you are a wonder. Please help me to believe you more. Somebody
Amen.
Say, Lord, help me to believe you more. Somebody say, Lord, help me to believe you more. Because God is not a theory. He is not a fiction of somebody's mind. He is real. You know, the other day I was reading in the Bible where the Bible says Hebrews 11 verse
3
by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God so that the things we see were not made of things that are visible. And then I wrote on my notes, this is the law of faith. The law of faith is this, that things that are seen must always come from things that cannot be seen. So all this was created by an invisible God.
Amen.
Then it answers Psalm 24. Verse 1. The earth is the Lord's. There's no human being who created this planet. Nobody created the sun. It's the Lord. So the earth is the Lord's. The sun is the Lord's. The moon is the Lord's. Electricity is the Lord's.
Amen.
Even though we hope it will continue being there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's the place we need to learn to give God in our lives. Isaiah 7. Verse 14. Isaiah 7:14 and 15. It says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. What is the sign? Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And shall call his name Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Curds and honey he shall eat. that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. I had wanted to sugela the worshippers.
Worship team.
Emmanuel, oh, Emmanuel, your name is great, your name is great. I'm
Amen.
A little villain today. I command you to sing it before we must sing
Emmanuel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to what the Bible says. God says, I will give you a sign. What is the sign? Is that a virgin shall conceive. It is a sign,
Bazalwane.
Because biologically speaking, it's impossible for a virgin to conceive.
Kantla ya gore ge re bua ka dika biology ga go kgonagale gore kharebana e ithwale.
Because for a woman to conceive, there must be seed.
Gore ge mosadi a ithwala go tshwantse go nne le peo.
So if a virgin conceives,
ga le kharebe le kgona go ithwala.
Where does that seed come from?
Peo e o yona e tswa kae?
Somebody say, I'm listening.
Mongwe a re go utlweletse.
And he said, the one who he will be born will be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means what?
Emmanuel ira goreng.
God with us.
Mudimu una le rona.
Now, when the Bible says God with us, it is not just saying that God is among us. He has a mission to be among us. For you to know him as Emmanuel, without understanding why he has come to be among us, is useless. So you need to find out why he has come to be among us. When God is with us, certain things happen. And certain things are prevented from happening. Can I repeat that? When God is among us, or when God is with you, when God is with you, there are certain things which will happen to you and for you. But again, when God is with you, there are certain things that will want to happen, but they will not happen.
Amen.
Because he is there. Somebody say, I receive that. Because when he is with you, his presence is with you. So for those who believe in Emmanuel, the blessing of that belief becomes a reality. So here is a sign that God says, I give you, a virgin will conceive a son.
But then,
we need a deeper understanding of what does that mean. We need a deeper understanding what does it mean that God is with us. We want an explanation from the Bible. Then let's go to another part that is going to explain Emmanuel. It's another place that we know in Scripture. Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 6 and 7. This is what it says. For unto us a child is born unto us, son is given, and the Government shall be upon his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice for that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do what? Will perform this. So, this is another side of explaining who is Emmanuel. So it's when the Bible says God with us. God with us. This is part of it. He says here, unto us a child is born, which means he will enter the earth like every one of us. He will be born of a woman. He will be a baby. But when it says a son is given, that is when he becomes the Son of God. That is when he enters into divinity. He transitions from just that child. Now he becomes God in the flesh on earth.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah, no.
That is why you need to look at every word.
Unto
us,
the
child of God is born.
Unto
us, God with us.
Unto
us, a son is given. That's why John 3:16. What does the Bible say?
Bible,
for God so what? Love the world that he
gave
his only begotten son. Unto us a son is
given. Amen.
Unto us a son is
given.
For God so loved the world that he what?
Gave.
So God had to wait until he becomes a son. Until he reaches the stage of being a son. Then God released him. God gave us not a child. He brought him as a child. But God did not give us the child. He gave us the son.
Hallelujah.
I want to explain something in John 3:16. Let's quote it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only. His what? No. His what? His only begotten son. I want to explain the meaning of that. Because in simple English, it actually means God gave us his one and only son.
Yes,
in one sense, it is like that. But it is not completely like that.
It's not like
when he says he gave all he had and he gave his only begotten son.
No,
only begotten actually means the only specimen of son. The only kind of son. The only kind.
Mufuta.
Yeah.
Mufuta.
The only approved standard of son, the only pattern of son. In other words, when God is looking for what is called son, it must conform to the standard of this one. He is the one and only approved standard of sonship from God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why on the day he was baptized in water, when he came out, what did God say? This is my son. This is my son. In whom I'm well pleased. This is my standard of sonship. In Psalm chapter 2, verse
7,
in Psalm chapter 2, verse 7, as it goes, he says, I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me. What did the Lord say to me? You are my son. So that he says, today I have begotten you. Today I have begotten you. Begotten not more as in birthing, because a father does not birth a son. Am I talking to anybody? There is no physical birthing there. So how is that son begotten there? He is begotten through the decree. The declaration of God that he said when he baptized, when Christ was baptized, you are my son. This is my son. Today, I beget you by decreeing and saying, you are my son. That is why your sonship is covenantal. You are my son. I have begotten you. So Emmanuel is now being explained that this is the son, the child who was born, the son who is given. That's
Emmanuel.
But now let's go back to that verse again. Isaiah chapter 6, verse
7.
Verse 6. Let's read verse 6. Only. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Say, Lord, give me understanding. He says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the what? The government shall be upon his shoulders. Government means dominion. The power to rule shall be upon his shoulders. The shoulders are a place where you put the burden. In English, we have a phrase called you shoulder a responsibility.
Urwala maikarabel.
That's how we put it in our language.
So,
God put the responsibility. He said he will put the responsibility of the kingdom upon him. And you know what he has done? He has passed in to us. Tell your neighbor you have the responsibility for the kingdom. In other words, we will not see the kingdom on earth until you take responsibility.
Hallelujah.
Let's keep And then he says, and his name will be called. I want you to count. I want you to count, Bazalwan. His name will be called. One, what's the first one?
Santa King.
Two.
Kakamazo.
Three.
Mujimu Mutata.
Four.
Rara Wavosakuti.
Five.
Kosanaya Kahisu.
How many?
Five.
And five is the number of
grace,
meaning that when he comes with his kingdom, when he comes as a son, he will be a son who brings grace.
Amen.
The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. So let us look at each one of these words that make up his grace. The first one, it says he will be called wonderful. What does wonderful mean? It means a miracle. When it says he is wonderful, it means it's a miraculous being. That is why the sign that God gave was that a virgin will conceive. That in itself is a miracle. It is a thing of marvel. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is a miracle. No. Tell your neighbor, Jesus' conception was a miracle. You have never heard of a Messiah who was conceived without a man having to meet a woman. Therefore, Jesus can never be compared to any other man.
Hallelujah.
You can never compare him to any great religious leader. Even if their religion still exists, they can never compare to him because they were born normally. He was born as a miracle. Somebody say Jesus has no equal. That is why what Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one will come to the Father except by me. He meant it because nobody was born like him. Nobody was conceived like him. Every single religious movement leader, you can tell who was their mother.
Motho mongwe le mongwe a eteletseng diphuthego le metsamao e rileng re ka bua ka bomme ba bona.
Who was their father?
Gora itse gore bontate ba bona ke bomang.
But this one.
Me o ene. Hallelujah.
Hey. Therefore don't entertain don't entertain arguments about whether there are many ways to God. Some go this way. Some go this way. And some that way. Hey, I'm saying to you, even those who are in the ground, who are worshipped from the ground, they were one day ordinary. They are worshipped because they are dead. But they used to be ordinary.
Hallelujah.
But this one, no comparison. No comparison.
Ga gona o tshwantshonong le ene.
A ba tlo bitsa mabitso ka gore ke tlo tsena mo mathateng.
I don't want to call names because I'll be in trouble.
You get what I'm saying, ma?
La itse gore ke bua kae.
He is Emmanuel.
Ena ke Emmanuel.
So this Emmanuel.
Emmanuel e o.
Emmanuel is a miracle.
Emmanuel e ke motlholo.
That is why there's no other savior except him.
Ke ka mo go sna mo pholusi o mong ka ntle ga gagwe.
He's a wonderful.
Ena ke.
What's the second one?
Sabobedi ke mogakolodi.
Counselor.
Mogakolodi.
Counselor, it means an advisor.
Mogakolodi ke ena wa gakollang.
It means a guide.
Ena wa bontshang a
kaela. You know what's the next thing? It means a consultant.
E latelang era gore ena o re yang ko ena go batla dikgakollo.
When you go to a consultant,
ga wena o ya kwa gakollang.
You go for advice and for guidance.
Wena o batla gore o bontshiwe tsela.
But there is no consultant.
Me ga gona consultant.
Better than Emmanuel.
E tswanang le Emmanuel.
So when the Bible says God with us,
ga Bible e bua gore Modimo le rona.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel is a consultant.
Emmanuel ke mogakolodi.
Tell your neighbor Emmanuel is a consultant.
Bolela mfutho ga ga o re Emmanuel ke mogakolodi.
You can consult Emmanuel about anything.
Wena o ka ya ko Emmanuel ka sengwe le sengwe.
He will never mislead you.
Ena a ka se go latlhetse.
But above all,
me mogodimo ga tseo.
He will not charge you.
Ebile a ka se go atlhole.
Rather, he will pay for your consultancy. He will pay you for.
Ebile ena o tlile go patella gore o tlile kwa go wena gore a go gakolole.
He will reward you for consulting him.
O tlile go duela gore wena o tlile ke
So don't waste time.
When
you know, I know I owe you a last session of the blood, the covenant, and the high priest. For me, it's the most exciting part. Because this is where we are going to focus on Emmanuel. But I would like God to make it like a movie in your eyes so that you can see what he has done. So that nothing will bewitch you in this life. Nothing will convince you. There is an alternative to Jesus Christ. Nothing will convince you that he is capable of turning his back on you. Nothing will convince you that God has forgotten you. God will never forget you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says where we have come.
It
says we have come to a countless number of believers. Whose name are written in God's books.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Your name is there. And I hope it's written in the blood of Jesus. So don't waste time. When you have to consult him, consult him. Can I tell you something? When you come out of Emmanuel's office, after your consultancy, your depression will be gone.
Depression, khatello ya maikutlo e tlo go tsamaya.
Your fear will be gone. Your pain will be gone. Your confusion will be gone. You will be a different person. Don't waste time. Consult Emmanuel. He's a counselor. He knows everything. He's got all the answers. Number three. The Bible says he's a wonderful counselor. And what? Mighty God. Now, do you know what that word mighty God means? It is the Hebrew word El Gibor, which means powerful warrior, chief, strong. Emmanuel is El Gibor. Emmanuel is powerful.
Emmanuel,
so when the Bible says God is with us, it is talking about the God who has come to be powerful on your behalf. I ask you a question today. What are you fighting against? Who are you fighting with? What is it that is plaguing you? What is it that is causing you fear? Did you know Emmanuel is there to fight it for you? He wants to say to you the way he said to the children of Israel, the Egyptians you see today, you shall see them no more. Somebody say, I receive that. Come on, say, I receive that. Let me tell you something. If it appears like he's not doing anything with what you're praying about, there is one other thing he will do for you. If that situation appears as if it does not go away, you know what he will do? He will do the same miracle he did for Shadrach, Meshach, and
Abednego.
You will be in the fire, but the fire will not burn you, because Emmanuel is with you. You will never lose your mind. You will never go crazy. You will never go into depression, because Emmanuel is the fourth man who is with you in the fire. So if Emmanuel does not douse off the fire, Emmanuel will keep you in the fire. If Emmanuel does not open the Red Sea, Emmanuel will make you walk on the water. One way or another, Emmanuel will appear.
Emmanuel
will come.
Hallelujah.
Emmanuel will be faithful. Somebody shout, Emmanuel is powerful. Look at your neighbor and say, Emmanuel is powerful.
Emmanuel o na le matla. Hallelujah.
Starting to close.
Ke simolla go tswala.
I'm like those guys, I'm getting ready to close. Yeah.
Ja ka batho ba. Ali pakanye di se go tswala.
Wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God.
Khakamatso mogakoludi modimo mothata.
Number 4.
Sabone.
Everlasting Father.
Rara wa bosakhutling. Hallelujah.
You see, in Hebrew,
ka seHebrew,
everlasting means perpetual.
Bosakhutling ira go tswelela.
And then Father means, listen, Father means the head.
Gora gore ke tlhogo.
Leader.
Ke moetapele.
Strength of the house.
Ke matla a ntlo.
Head,
ke tlhogo,
leader,
ke moetapele,
strength of the house,
ke matla a ntlo.
So Emmanuel,
Emmanuele o,
is our perpetual leader.
Ena ke moetapele o sa fellwe.
He's our perpetual head. And he is the perpetual strength of his house. What is his house called? His house is called the church. He's a provider. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the last one.
Sabofelo.
Prince of Peace.
Khosana ya kagiso.
Now you know what's a prince.
La itse gore khosana ke eng.
Prince is not just, you see when the Bible says certain things, it you have to understand the meaning. When it says prince, it does not mean he is the son of a king.
Ha re khosana ere gore ena ke morwa wa khosi.
No, prince.
E khosana.
Means captain who rules.
Gora gore ke mo captain o a busa.
So the prince is a captain who rules.
Khosana ke mo captain o a busang.
Prince means general.
Khosana era gore mo general.
Prince means governor.
Era gore mobusisi.
Ya musisi. Prince means a keeper.
Khosana era gore motshwari.
Prince means lord.
Era gore mojimo.
Prince means master.
Era gore morena.
Morena. Prince means ruler.
Era gore musi.
So Emmanuel.
Kajalo Emmanuel.
He's the captain.
Ena ke ena mo captain.
He's the master.
Ena ke moetapele.
He's the keeper.
Ke ena motshwari.
He gives us perfect peace.
Ke ena re neelang kagiso ya bosakhutlhi.
He is the prince of peace.
Ke ena khosana ya kagiso.
You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 26 verse 3.
Bible ko Isaiah 26 verse 3.
Thou shalt keep him in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusts in you.
Bible ko Jesaya 26 verse 3 iri yo pelong e tlhomameng o tla mmoloka mo kagisong go nne o a go ikanya.
Did you hear what Masego said?
A lutlwile se Masego a se buileng.
When she signed
ga ane a saena
the termination of contract.
Gore kontraka ya gagwe e fedile.
She said I had what?
O rile o ne ana le eng? O ne ana le kagiso.
I want to say to some of you.
Ke batla go bua le ba bang ba lona.
May you have that peace.
Na le kagiso eo, hallelujah.
Are you hearing me?
A lankutlwa.
Regardless of the winds that are and the storms that are blowing around you.
Go sa khathalatsege diphefo le ditsuatsue tse di leng mo go wena.
May you have peace.
Na le kagiso.
The Bible says the peace that surpasses
Bible e re bolella gore kagiso e gaisang
all understanding.
It is in an kutlwisiso.
In this festive season.
Most festive seasoning e.
May everything that tries to disturb you.
A sengwe le sengwe se se lekang go go tshwenya.
Be swallowed by that peace.
Yo simbitsiwe ke kagiso eo.
What am I saying?
Ke reng?
I say receive Emmanuel peace.
Ke re amogela kagiso ya ga Emmanuel.
Receive Emmanuel's peace.
Wena amogela kagiso ya ga Emmanuel.
You will laugh even when they think you will cry.
Wena o tlile go tshega mo bana ganang gore o tlile go lla.
You will rejoice.
Wena o tlile go itumela.
Even when the situation says cry.
Le ga maemo ona a re lla.
Because
ka ntlha ya gore
God has given us a sign.
Ka ntlha ya gore Modimo re ne
a virgin will give birth to a son and he will be called
Emmanuel. Hallelujah.
May Emmanuel be wonderful to you. May Emmanuel be your counselor. May Emmanuel be the fighter of your war. Inside and outside. May Emmanuel be your everlasting father. May Emmanuel be your prince of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. So Emmanuel is incomparable.
Emmanuel o ga tshwantshongwe le sepe.
is incomparable. He cannot be compared to anyone. He cannot be compared to anything. What he gives, no man can give. What he brought, no man can bring. Only he is the savior of the world. Now, do you understand why when we began I said, have a mind of honor? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say Emmanuel.
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 Your name is great.
Lina
come on, say Emmanuel.
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 Your name is great.
Lina la gago ke le legolo.
Take the cap up for me.
Ena meletsa ganyane.
Toyong. That song says,
please come.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is great. Your name is great. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel. When you want to meditate.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Come on, let's have it. Blow it for the last time.
Emmanuel.
My Lord and my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
We praise Emmanuel. We bless Emmanuel.
Hallelujah.
We glorify the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We uplift the name of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
None like him.
Oh, hallelujah.
None like him.
Hallelujah.
Maybe there are people here who need to be saved. Maybe you are here today.